My problem in my life is I have this wonderful life. I come home from work. I play with my children at home. I play with my dog. I listen to your CD every week. And I really feel so incredibly thankful. My contrast is, and this is not very deep, I procrastinate. My house is a mess. I have clutter everywhere. I don't want to do the dishes. I want to play. I want to have fun.
Have you heard nothing from us?
I know, I know.
This is what makes you fun.
I know, I'm fun.
You can be really neat or really fun.
I choose fun. I agree with that.
This is exactly the thing that we're talking about, isn't it? In other words, here's what procrastination is. Procrastination is an understanding, a deep understanding on a vibrational level that the energy is not lined up, and so any action that you do is going to be paltry and ineffective anyway. Mm-hmm. That feeling of procrastination is like pushing a noodle. It's a feeling that I should be doing something, but the should is upstream while all of the energy is flowing downstream, so it means that there's a cross current going on, and so even if you were to push yourself into the behavior of it, you still would not get the result that you seek. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to understand that everything you put in vibrational escrow is out there in the process of rendezvousing with all of the other aspects that are important to you. And everything is not ready to manifest right now. Mm-hmm. And when you follow your bliss, when you follow your inspiration, when you follow the feeling, then your timing is such that the effort goes right out of the way. You begin to realize that you were never meant to use your action to make things happen. You were always intended to use your action to enjoy the benefit of what your energy alignment had actually accomplished. You create through thought. You create through vibration. What you create in your day-to-day life is not different from the way the molecules of this time-space reality have formed into that which you call your planet. It was thought first and vibrational alignment. Everything is that way. So a feeling of procrastination always means the same thing. I'm taking action too soon. And it doesn't mean that you have to wait a long time. It means it is my work to line up the energy. And worrying about what you're not getting done is upstream every time. Mm-hmm. Looking for what feels good is downstream every time, you see. Mm-hmm. And there's another piece to this that we want to offer to you. And this is the most important thing that we will say today or on any day. Your work is to manage your gap between who you have become and who you're letting yourself be in any point in time. That's your work. Mm-hmm. So as you realize that managing this gap is about following your bliss, it's about reaching for the best feeling thought that you can find. It's about allowing the universe to yield to you what you've already asked for, what's already lined up for, what you're already deserving of. When you realize that managing the way you feel is what it's all about, and then you think about these playful children, and you think about how so many adults in their life are already putting the you shoulds do this and you shoulds do that in it. Now think about this feeling of being called toward source, and think about how that calling is always happening, and it's not an arbitrary thing, it's a certain thing. It's that broader part of you already being everything that you want to be. So as you are now reaching for the thoughts that feel the best, and discovering the thoughts that feel the best little by little, and consciously knowing the difference between the thoughts that feel downstream and the thoughts that feel upstream. Now think about the children and their playful nature, and think about how intuitively they are reaching for the thoughts that feel the best, and then think about how the adults around them are systematically trying to train that out of them by saying things to them such as, no longer reach for the thoughts that feel the best, instead do the things that I'm telling you to do. So instead of doing what actually feels best, which is source energy calling you in the direction of all that you've become, instead, you're listening to some voice that's outside of you seeking the approval of someone else.
when someone holds you as their object of attention and they like what they're seeing, it feels good to you. In their appreciation of you, mm-hmm. they're tuned into source. They're flooding it all over you. So there's a tendency to try to teach our children or anyone that we're trying to get to conform mm-hmm. or to play along or to cooperate, there's a tendency to expect them all to disregard their own intuitive calling and replace their own intuitive calling with our rules and our intentions. As a teacher or as a mother or as a mentor, if you can just always remember that the thing that you want more than all other things put together as you're interacting with another is that you help them to always remember that their natural good-feeling instincts are what they want to follow. And that if push comes to shove and they have the choice of following the feeling that feels good to them or the rule that someone else has set out, mm-hmm. that as far as you're concerned, you want them to always follow the feeling. Mm-hmm. If you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you are shining your appreciation on them, then you are a catalyst that is actually, it's like you've joined the ranks of their mm-hmm. source energy, and you are calling them in the direction of who they really are as well. Mm-hmm. So now, if you are a teacher, and you are looking at them, and your assumption or your determination is that they are off the beam in some way, mm-hmm. and so now you are guiding them from your place of seeing that they are mm-hmm. out of whack, now they are being asked to choose between you and their source, who would never do that. Mm-hmm. Can you feel the distinction in mm-hmm. this? This is such a powerful thing to understand. And that's where people begin to lose their sense of their own guidance, where mm-hmm. someone with a louder voice or someone with more authority or someone who has the ability to give or withhold mm-hmm. rewards, when you stand as that kind of an arbitrator in someone's life and you're not tuned in, tapped in, turned on as you are guiding them, now they're confused about mm-hmm. what's the right direction to take. And we think that's why you find them, for the most part, joyous when they are in the classroom with you mm-hmm. because you managed, for the most part, to be connected to your source as you are approaching them. Mm-hmm. So why is your clutter a problem?
I panic when the front doorbell rings. Because
someone may disapprove of you.
Exactly. I think because I work every day in a system where there's judgment on children and adults. And adults, we're all evaluated. I think that I am very overly concerned with what others would think.
All right, so...
And that's really... So, I'm working on it.
Well, it's big, but it's big, you see. But here's the thing. Because many, as they're listening in, would say, she needs to figure out how to clean up her mess.
Right.
And which is the opposite of what we would say to you.
I know.
What we want to say to you is, you need to stop worrying about your mess. Mm-hmm. You need to not care about what somebody else thinks about your mess. In other words, mm-hmm. that really is the bigger issue here. Okay. So now, you put your boat in right where you are. Uh-huh. Try to find a statement that gives you a little feeling of relief without cleaning up the mess.
Right.
In other words, we don't want you to clean up the mess which changes the conditions.
Right.
We want you to adjust the way you feel mm-hmm. in the conditions.
Okay.
So what do you say to yourself that closes that gap?
I say, this is a lovely home. There's a lot of creative things happening. I can see a lot of projects going on all at once. We eat really, really good food because there's a lot of dishes being used.
All of this sounds good, and
yes.
It is potentially downstream.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tiny little bit off the subject. In other words, we're not trying to get you to validate or justify
right.
the mess. We're just wanting you to acknowledge that uh-huh. sometimes in a little bit of chaos, the very best
right.
creations come out. And
right.
when I'm relaxed and easy about it, things mm-hmm. flow. And I want our home to be one that's comfortable, where everybody feels comfortable in moving
mm-hmm.
around. And And I do like order, but there isn't anything inherently wrong with disorder. This doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It just means I'm a busy person. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that I'm not a good mother. It just means that I'm a full mother. I'm involved in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I so enjoy having conversation more than I enjoy bringing order to something. I believe that there is order to my disorder, mm-hmm. in the sense that a part of me knows where everything is. In other words, you're not trying to fix anything. You're just trying to adjust the way you feel within it. Right. Does that give you any sense of relief?
Oh, yes.
Now, and this is a crucial part to this. We're not guiding you to cleaning up your vibration so that then you'll be inspired to the action that will bring order to your house. We're not trying to get you to come into the back door and align energy so that then you'll get your act together, okay. and keep your house so that the neighbors will approve of it. That's not the point of this at all.
Right.
We really are wanting you to find alignment with Source regardless of whether your house is clean or not.
Right.
And when you show yourself that you can love yourself whether your house is messy or not, that you can be proud of yourself as a mother and as a teacher and as a homemaker, in other words, that we promise you, the Source within you is not proud of itself because it keeps an orderly house. Mm-hmm. The Source within you feels the way it feels because it chooses only the thoughts that feel good. Can uh-huh. you feel the difference?
Yes.
We don't want you to clean up your house. We want you to find a way to be happy in a house that's messy. That really is what unconditional love is.
Uh-huh.
And when you are happy in a house that's messy, here's the miraculous thing. It's not miraculous, but here's the seemingly miraculous thing that happens. Uh-huh. If all the time that you've been messy, you've been putting order in your vibrational escrow, when you stop pushing against not having the order, mm-hmm. you will be inspired to the things that will make the order come about with ease. So the question is an orderly environment really in your vibrational escrow? And we say, well, whether an orderly environment is in there or not, feeling good is something that's in there. We are so looking forward to the day that the doorbell rings and that you look around the chaos of your home and you throw open the door and you say to whoever it is, and we hope it is the most fastidious, picky person on the street, and you say, welcome to my home. And the person walks in,
uh-huh.
and they look around, and you can almost hear what they're thinking. And you don't care. Because you have for days now been practicing coming into alignment with you and in alignment with you and alignment with you. So here's this uptight, very orderly person mm-hmm. feeling all uncomfortable about the disorder of your life. And there you are, a really rare specimen of a human adult. You're joyful in your disorder because you don't give a rip what anybody else thinks. You only care about your own energy alignment, and your own energy alignment is in place. And you know mm-hmm. what that means? That means the doorbell rings, you don't feel the fear. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because the fear isn't there. You know why? Because fear can't be present within you when you're in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
So you open the door and you welcome them in, and it doesn't matter what they think because what you think dominates. And before you know it, you start a whole new trend. It's this trend of easier life. It's this trend mm-hmm. of doing what I feel like doing. It's this trend of being tuned in, tapped in, turned on. It's this trend of being happy because I choose to be happy, not because I've pleased you and you and you and you and you. Because when I try to please you and you and you and you and you, you disappoint me because one day you want this from me and another day you want that from me. You can't make up your mind what you want from me because in the reality, there's no way that anything that I can do can ever make you happy. So you can be an unhappy person standing in judgment of my messy house or not. Doesn't make any difference to me. The only thing that matters to me is my alignment with my Source. And that's what those little kids know. They're not naturally neat.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Mm-hmm. They're not naturally neat. They're naturally progressive. They're naturally moving on to the next thing. They're naturally doing the most fun thing that they can find in the moment.
Uh-huh.
They're naturally knowing that the mess will keep. They're naturally not worried about all of those things,
mm-hmm.
you see. Clean up your vibration. Don't clean up your house. Clean up your vibration. Don't clean up your house. Clean up your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Don't clean up your house. And before you know it, the house will be a non-issue. And then, if neatness is in your vibrational escrow, order will come about. First, the vibrational alignment, then the inspiration.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.